Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yacht Rock every Friday. By the way, we allow our guests when they call in to select Yacht Rock songs, so get ready, you're on the clock, Todd Wright. Stephen Shea shows Jimmy Buffett. That dude's got some serious Florida magnetism for a Northeastern guy.
He really does, and I didn't know if you were going to push back on that, because I, you know, he was like, what would be considered traditional Yacht Rock? And I'm like, dude, if you want Jimmy Buffett, we'll do Jimmy Buffett. So do you recognize the Buffett man as a...
Yeah, I do. It's Yacht Rock. Yeah.
I feel like that's the ultimate Yacht Rock.
Well, it's not the ultimate Yacht Rock.
Is that ever since you became a Coral Reefer boy, or is that...
Probably just a coincidence that as I get a little bit older, I find I have less of a disdain. Not for the Parrotheads themselves. Y'all are still douchebags. Bunch of dildos.
Oh, that's hurtful to that community.
Oh, sorry. And what I mean is I accept everyone and their interests, and it's cool that you guys are into that. But yes, the Coral Reefer line...
Oh, yeah. I don't mind going sailing in a hurricane, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, it's island time, baby. Island time. Every day at 3 o'clock, powered by Heineken, we play a little game. We challenge ourselves to come up with a new game every day, and indeed we do. I had a vision today. I explained that vision to John, who then delegated that vision to Mike Rotunda. And here we are. We have our game. What did I say we're calling it? I don't want to go look at my text.
Hold on. I'd love to go look at my text.
For some reason, I'm averse to writing it on the board.
I
always wondered, you know, like that's something we could explore. Like, to me, I take it as, this is just how I take it.
How do you take it?
That you don't want to do the game.
Oh, my God. What?
I'm just telling you. That's how I take it.
Nothing could be further from the truth.
Every day it's not on the board, I just think, like, today's the day we stop doing the game. Like, Drew hates this segment.
Oh, no. No. I love it.
Okay, good.
I think I leave it blank because I just, there's something about it being spontaneous every day.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like
element of surprise.
Yeah, and I write a board out with most of the stuff we're going to talk about, and obviously we end up leaving a lot of it on the cutting room floor and adding stuff throughout the show, but I leave that space blank every day, and there's a psychology behind it, but I assure you, consciously and subconsciously, I love that we come up with a new game.
Okay.
Every day. Yeah, thank you for being so paranoid, but no, I love it.
Okay, good.
Do you want to know today's?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, got it.
Bolt score or other crowds roar?
Which is better than my original idea, which was Bolt score or dirty old whore, and it would be a Bolt scoring horn or the moan of an old prostitute.
Yeah. And just to reference the original...
God.
Well, that might be good, too.
Very grateful that you did not decide to do that.
I'm going to try to make an old prostitute moan that sounds like that could be a lightning horn. I'm going to need my coffee cup for this one, right? Little acoustics. That kind of sound like it could be a horn, too.
I thought it was good.
Thanks, John.
This game today made me nervous. I just want you to know.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, join the club.
Yeah. I mean, Mike is nervous about it, too.
I didn't even want to do it.
Yeah.
Drew Garabo Live. I don't like the game.
That's what we thought.
Hey, Drew Garabo. How are you?
Woo! Jacob Two Times. What's up, pal?
Hey, Drew Garabo. You want to guess where I went for lunch? I'll let you guess, and then you can go promo, John, and then you can go Micah. How does that sound?
Well, it is National Cheeseburger Day. I hope that you had, like, a nice mushroom Swiss burger, and I bet you had it at... Man, he already did the BK Lounge this week.
He did, and then he had a... What did he have? A sub?
Sub, I think.
A sub?
And then... Well,
I mean, do you think he's really celebrating the holidays?
That was for dinner, promo, John. That was for dinner.
For dinner.
Two nights, promo, John.
Two nights. Subs for dinner.
Okay.
Two nights, John. He probably didn't have that Travis Scott meal because McDonald's nationwide is like they're having a shortage of the quarter pounder meat.
And from what I understand, like the McDonald's employees are just over it.
Yeah, I bet they are. Yeah.
And not to mention, you know, Travis Scott stole the name from Mick Foley. I mean, it's kind of a ripoff.
But, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There's, I only recognize one Cactus Jack.
Man. I think you got your dad to take you to PDQ finally to try their new fall menu with the crispy turkey sandwich.
You're so wrong. It wasn't my dad. It was my brother, Caleb. He took me there for lunch today.
Whoa.
Caleb took you to PDQ, though?
Yeah, Caleb took me to PDQ, yep. And he got the chicken tenders, though. And I got the, sweet potato fries with the marshmallow dipping sauce, Drew Garabo.
Oh, my God. Wasn't it one of the best fry experiences of your life? Please, he'll be honest.
I never, you know what, Drew Garabo, I never had it before, Drew Garabo, and that was my first time. So tell me, Drew Garabo, are they always going to have this on the menu, or is it for, or how long is it going to be on their fall menu? Are they always going to have this on their menu, Drew Garabo, or what? Because Caleb doesn't know, so.
It's a fall menu item, so enjoy it while you can. I know you're a traditional French fry guy. What did you think about sweet potato fries with the marshmallow dipping sauce, Jacob?
I loved it. And the reason why I got it is because you mentioned it on the radio, Drew Garabo. That's why I got it.
Did you try that Tampa Bay's Buccaneers milkshake?
Yes, I did, and I love it.
Oh, this is so great. This is making me so happy, John.
This is great, man. Yeah, this is
so great.
I'll send this along to the marketing department.
I was going to say, Jeff Camus right now just drove off the road. He's like, this is, wow.
He just Camus in his pants.
And I love it. Hey, Promo John, guess what, Promo John? They have that good chocolate milkshake at Culver's, Promo John. You should try it out, man. It's really good.
I will, buddy.
Come on, Promo John. You're funny. Hey, Micah, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm great, Jacob.
Too shocked at the
dump. I'm sorry.
Button.
I don't. You know,
I was like, oh man. Oh goodness gracious.
You're funny, Drew Garabo.
Oh, it's not me. It's Promo John.
I don't ever eat sweet potato fries though, and that dipping sauce changes the game. It really does.
Promo John, you're funny.
If we can get back on task.
Jacob, we love you, buddy. I hope you have a great weekend. I'm glad you tried People Dedicated to Quality. That's PDQ. I know Titus will love to hear that, too. And give our best to Caleb and Carolina, would you?
I will. And I'm very proud of Carolina. And I actually called her yesterday, and she called me back. And I called her yesterday to wish her a four-year happy anniversary because yesterday was her four-year anniversary. And I called Caleb to wish him a happy four-year anniversary, too. So...
You're
so
good.
I got that taken care of, and
great.
And I love you, Caleb and Carolina. I'm proud of you, Carolina. Keep up the good work, sweetheart. I love you, Carolina and Caleb. Mwah.
I wasn't ready for that.
I mean, that's how you show love.
727-579-1025. You think we can use that soundbite for anything?
No.
That
no.
Mwah?
Oh yes, oh,
not
yeah,
that,
yeah.
Not yours. Good God, no! I'd like to forget you ever said that. No, I know the Jacob kiss.
Oh yeah. We'll use that. We'll have that lined up for regular use.
That'd be like a.
That'd be like a. It'll be like your sign off if you really like a call. You leave them with a kiss.
Mwah. Drew Garabo Live. Hi, who are you?
Hey, this is Chad. How's it going?
Good, Chad. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Oh, and the irony is, I was going to say, pull that call so we can get it to Jeff at PDQ, but now don't you dare.
Well, this is just a little, we could clear up a little bit of that. And sure, it's just, he also seems like he's got a good sense of humor.
Okay. So, Chad, today's game is Dirty Old, it's Lightning Score or Another Crowd Roar. Is that right, Micah? Did I get the verbiage right?
You nailed it.
I'm going to play you a sound clip. And you're going to tell me if it is a Lightning goal scoring at a Lightning game or another crowd roaring. Could be at a hockey game, could be at a concert, could be at any of those.
And I don't know what it was actually made, but I told Micah, like, to if need be, to leave, like, the calls for the games in. So you might hear, like, a call of a different sport or something as well as the crowd roaring. Because getting – you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. So, okay. So just because you hear something, like, it might not be a Lightning game.
Right.
That's what you're saying. You with me, dude?
Yeah, let's give it a try.
Okay, why not? You get three in a row. You get yourself a prize. It's a Lightning prize pack. Got a lot of cool Lightning stuff from the Tampa Bay Lightning. You miss one, boom, you're out. Single elimination, baby, like an overtime in a hockey game. Here we go. Is this a Lightning roar? Nope. Is this a Lightning score or another crowd roar?
Fire! Stop! That's a Lightning.
That's another crowd roar.
You wrong.
That is another crowd Woo! Roar, believe it or not. Thank you. Set him up for that one, too, John. Well done.
Oh, wow.
727-579-1025. It's really not fair that we got past the first round on this one and that yesterday you were thwarted so mercilessly.
Yeah, I was, because Micah was saying she was kind of nervous about this game, rightfully so, and I had to make her feel better by saying, you know, I've just been being bent over the counter here on a near daily basis with the game.
Yesterday was rough. Yeah, I take the blame for that.
The scale, there's always a scale of like how good you think the game is and how it goes. Yesterday, the scale was wider than it's ever been. Yeah. I thought I had a moneymaker on my hands, and I was just taken advantage of.
Shout out to Hungover O on Twitter. We did it. We nailed Jacob's lunch first trial. Never forget this victorious moment. For some reason, I thought it would be PDQ. We put it in his head earlier this week, and he actually went. Good job, Caleb. Thank you for that, bro. Drew Grabo Live, who are you?
John.
John, you here to play today's game?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's Lightning score or another crowd roar. You tell me which this is.
Lightning score.
That's another crowd roar, my dude. Sorry about that. You're out. Wow. Micah Rotundo with some very clever and deceitful picks. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Drew Grabo Live, who are you?
Hey, it's Ryan. How's it going?
Hi, Ryan. You here to play today's game?
I am.
Is this a Lightning score or another crowd roar?
There's how he scores!
I'm going to say that's a Lightning score.
That one was a Lightning score. Very good. You've gotten the tick. Let's see if he gets the tack and the dough. Is this a Lightning score or another crowd roar?
Blocking, and there he goes. Blocking, and there he goes.
Ooh, I'm going to go with another crowd roar.
That is another crowd roar.
Who's this guy?
I don't know. He said his name, and I forgot it already. John, I'd like for you to curse this man.
All right. You got the tack. You got the tick. Come on, Drew. Bury this prick.
Lightning score or another crowd roar?
Oh, man.
Ooh, sounds like it.
Yeah. I'm going to go with another crowd score or another crowd roar on that one.
I had some confusion there. Which one did you say?
Another crowd.
We've got a winner, guys. It's another crowd roars. Congratulations to you, sir. You got yourself a Lightning prize pack. You get a flag to put on your car. You get a koozie, all kind of stuff to celebrate your Eastern Conference champion, Tampa Bay Lightning, as they face off against Dallas tomorrow night, which is crazy that the Stanley Cup Finals are already and that they play a back-to-back on next Friday and Saturday.
Do you believe that there is some semblance of, like, let's get this done as quickly as possible because we have to somehow start getting ready for the next season?
That's 100% of it.
Yeah, because I would think that you would let it breathe for a minute and start a whole, you know, big Stanley Cup Final next week or something, but they clearly want to get to it and get it done as fast as possible, because obviously we're already months and months behind.
Yeah. The Tampa Bay Lightning put something up this morning. I don't know if you saw it. It's their How We Got Here, But We're Not Done Yet. Did you watch that yet?
I did, yeah.
I don't know how well it's going to translate over the radio.
Just gone! Braden Point! They went into the fifth overtime! Points of all, he's gone! Braden Point has won the series for the Lightning!
The loose in front. Point!
Score!
I mean, that's what? Oh, hold on, sir. I didn't know you were still there. Can you believe we're in the Stanley Cup Finals?
I can believe it, but it has been what feels like a long road, and there have been many letdowns along the way.
Yeah, the ups, the downs, the five overtime game. Man,
I have a couple. I have a couple clips.
You do?
That are like...
that are like what?
Well, I'll say they're kind of like just sounders from along the journey as well. Maybe some of the more heartbreaking moments.
From this season or for like seasons past?
Well, I'll just say that, you know, you've got to experience some hard times to be able to relish in the good times. So it was just, you know, kind of just a look back on some of the more traumatizing moments from the past couple of years.
All right. Well, I mean, if you...
I mean, you want to wait till later? Do you want me to play him now? Or do you just feel like it's going to mess up the mojo? Or
well, if it's depressing and if it's going to leave us downtrodden, I don't want it taking the wind out of our sails for the rest of the show, John. But if there's some way we could turn those older clips of sorrow into current clips of jubilation and unity, I'd be open to that.
I'm with Drew.
I guess.
All right. Well, let's just listen to him.
All right.
Bounced around out in front for the Capitals, making it a score of 4-0. The first time in 2 decades, the Cats are headed to the big show.
For the first time in their franchise history, the Columbus Blue Jackets have advanced in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Put them up, Tampa win cup. Put them up, put them up. Tampa win cup. Put them up, put them up. Tampa win cup. Put 'em up, put 'em up. Tampa win cup. 2 years ago, we pulled off a choke. Collapse against the Capitals, it was like a joke. I'll never forget the disappointed look on my face when the next year Columbus knocked us out of the place. But now we in the finals and we play in Dallas. On this microphone, you know I'm like George Halas. Founder of Chicago Bears, I think that's right. Tampa Bay Lightning gonna make it out of sight. Put 'em up, put 'em up. Tampa win cup, put 'em up, put 'em up. Tampa win cup, put 'em up, put 'em up. Tampa win cup, put 'em up, put 'em up. Tampa win cup.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday night, 'cause we got a lot of things that we gotta make right. 2 years ago, we had our heart really breaking, and now we're gonna leave those boys shaking from Dallas. Let me whip out my phallus. Take a look at it. Now give it a kiss, because by the time this series is done,
Tampa's gonna get the job done. I thought that'd be good.
Put 'em up, put 'em up. Tampa win cup. Put 'em up, put 'em up. Tampa win cup. Put 'em up, put 'em up. Tampa win cup. Put 'em up, put 'em up. Tampa win cup.
Let's go Lightning. You know I ain't narking. I have a little trouble with the parking, but it's okay, 'cause Tampa win cup today, today, and tomorrow. You know what we say? Hey, gotta keep flowing, 'cause the beat going. We're gonna win the cup, Stanley Cup all day. Tampa Bay, hey, hey.
Come on, y'all.
Here we go. And
everybody,
listen to us say,
put 'em up, put 'em up. Tampa win cup, put 'em up, put 'em up. Tampa win cup, put 'em up, put 'em up. Tampa win cup, put 'em up, put 'em up. Tampa win cup.
We coming for you, Dallas. We about to get all up in that ass.
You gonna call me J.R. Ewing, 'cause I'm gonna be the king of Dallas when I'm done, son. South Fork Ranch, what? Mary Ellen, Bobby Ewing, y'all better bow down. Who shot ya?
Yeah, we don't play like JFK up in Dallas. Pop, 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 pop.
Buck, buck, bucka, bucka, bucka. Brrr. Bow, bow.
Got my choppers.
Drew Gobble Live, hello.
So, yeah, I think, you know.
Hello.
I think those clips, I think I feel okay about those clips now. Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi.
How you doing, Drew?
Oh, real good. You know, just coming off the endorphins from a spirited freestyle session with my friends.
Oh, yeah. I was just listening to it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, on the station. Yeah. Cool. And I really get you guys' enthusiasm with the sports here in Tampa, you know. And I just want to ask you, are you guys going to be just as excited when the Rays make it to the World Series?
No, not at all.
No, I got to be honest. No,
yeah.
No. I mean, all respect to those who are. That's great. It's awesome for those who still enjoy baseball and all that nonsense. But not even remotely excited, interested, intrigued, any of that.
Well, I just want to see how excited I will be. And I just love you guys' enthusiasm, I have to say.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's, I don't know that there's anything that anyone with the Rays could have done or could do to get me even remotely interested in the playoff hunt. Like, it's just been, I've lost my interest in baseball. I find it tremendously boring, and there are too many games, and it's just so dull to watch. Plus the fact that the Rays organization, hasn't exactly rolled out the red carpet to, especially in years past, to be involved with them. So there's just been, like, I could fake interest, I guess, if you're inviting us to games all the time or whatever. Not that it, we, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I honestly don't
know
that
there's anything they could have done.
That it matters. I just don't think that this show has a connection with baseball.
Yeah.
I just think that's what it comes down to.
We're more of a hockey show, you know? We really, you know, our vibe and all that stuff. I really feel like the workman mentality, you know, the lunch pail mentality of hockey, it resonates with us, my dude.
I feel it. I really do. And I used to be the same way about baseball, but, you know, my dad was a real big baseball fan, and he was a big Rays fan, and he passed 2 years ago. And it's a big deal to me when I see the Rays doing good. Aww. And that's why, you know, and it's just, if I see them go to the series, you know, and if I could just hear some type of excitement from you guys, it would be awesome.
Can I feign?
It really would.
All right, you're asking me to dig deep here, but you sound like a nice guy. I'm just going to consult with my cohort here, John Senning. John, can I utilize? Can I use this guy's dead dad to inspire me to fake enthusiasm for baseball and the Rays?
What was your dad's for the Gippa?
Like, what was your dad's name?
His name was John.
Hell of a name.
I mean, it's a great name. Yeah, for sure.
Family name for me. You know, sure. I'm the third. I'm the third. Yeah.
I know you are. I know you are.
Yeah. when did he pass?
2018,
John. That's when the other John joined me, the ghost host.
Yeah, has John become one of your guys down there? Like, I know you kind of got a crew that you roll with, Mr. Host.
I have somewhat of a ghastly posse with which I roll, and let me tell you, when I wish to discuss runs batted in or the intricacies of the infield fly rule, I can count on old Horsehide John. I call him that not because of his fondness for baseball, but because he prances around wearing the skin of a horse.
Oh. I'm sorry to ask this question, Mr. Host. Are you in heaven or hell?
Rather than be insulted by the insensitivity of your question, I will merely posit to you, other John, what makes you think there are either? Hear of something called purgatory?
Are you asking me or are you asking his dad?
Exactly.
Okay.
So you're asking me to utilize this man's father to inspire one Drew Argarabo to fake interest in baseball. Even my powers are too limited for that, caller. I'm terribly sorry, but I will give you this offer to not pull up on the lap bar of your doom buggy. I will raise it for you. Peace out. So, no, I can't. I'm sorry.
You know, but are we getting ahead of ourselves by saying all of these things? Because what if the Rays make it to the World Series, and then I feel like we're going to probably want to at least, like, be mildly involved.
I promise you I won't want to be mildly involved. I have zero interest in baseball.
But everybody else is probably going to care, and we're going to be forced to care.
We won't be forced to do anything. If they care, that's awesome. Go Rays. I don't dislike the Rays. I just have no interest in baseball or anything having to do with baseball. But great.
Well,
good luck.
It will be in addition to the championship in Tampa, because we already have one in football. We have one in hockey. It'll be in addition to Tampa Bay. How's that?
What are you more excited about, Drew? The fact that the Tampa Bay Rays made the playoffs, or the fact that the Tampa Bay Rowdies clinched a spot?
Definitely
in
the Rowdies. I've been to a Rowdies game. I had a great time. Ralph's Mob's awesome. I'd go to every Rowdies game before I'd go to one Rays game. No offense to the Rays. I think the Rowdies are a kick in the grass.
That was like Micah's comment about Kelly Clarkson.
Wow.
I tell you, it's spirited. There's always something going on in soccer. They run their ass off. Bunch of hot dudes down there. I love it.
I'd rather sleep in a homeless camp for 2 weeks rather than go to a Rays game. No offense to the Rays, but
yeah.
Wow.
I guess I can see where that would come off as a little bit.
But I mean, I'm
it's fine.
But the Rays don't have Kevin Kiermaier. I mean, you can't say he's not in.
Oh, he's hot. Yeah, they got some hot players. That's undeniable.
There you go.
If we, if this was, yeah, like the
great outfielder too,
you know, dudes I'd make love to league, then.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Though, good luck to you and your Rays. I hope you do real well, bro.
Thanks, Drew.
Yeah. Have a good day. I don't mean to be patronizing like you and your
R.I.P. John.
Yeah. Oh yeah, his dad. Not you, right?
No, not yet.
Don't scare me like that. You guys following the Van Morrison news?
Yeah, kind of.
Man, it sucks when you're when musicians that you idolize, well, not idolize, when musicians you enjoyed for years come out in their 70s or 80s and just do something where you go, damn, why'd you have to go out of your way to make me think that you're a dick and not like you?
Oh, well, that's why they should be 70 or 80 and be chilling at home and not on social media. And I'm not saying that people who are in their 70s and 80s shouldn't have social media, but they shouldn't.
Well, this is further than social media, but to me it was the other way around. It was a guy that I just mildly liked a couple songs from throughout time that now I can really appreciate and gravitate towards. He's finally preaching some truth.
So you couldn't relate to Into the Mystic or Brown Eyed Girl.
But now? Yeah, now I'm ready to...
Now you're ready to celebrate his catalog.
I'm ready to hop on board.
Well, you'll find out why Red John is now a Van Morrison fan next on Drew Garabo Live. Heineken would like to remind you it is time for seasonal beers once again. But if you're expecting to see that pumpkin nutmeg Heineken for Halloween, you're not going to see that. You're going to see Heineken, which is the same as summer Heineken or spring Heineken or any month of the year Heineken. It is the same great tasting lager that's perfect for any season. Heineken Original Lager is made of 100% natural ingredients with pure malt and their famous A yeast, which makes Heineken an all-season, all-the-time kind of beer. So, whether you're headed out or staying indoors, be sure to enjoy the always-seasonal Heineken Original Lager. Pick up a pack or have it delivered. This is definitely the right season for it. But no matter when you enjoy Heineken, please enjoy responsibly.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.